This is Working, written by Peace Lilies, read by Mistborn Hero, Escaped the Infinity Podfic, rated 4th in enough audiences, featuring the relationship Kojiro, Kaoru. It is tagged for Outsider Point of View, Established Relationship, Work, Teaching, Cooking. Summary. One of Kaoru's students and Kojiro's sous chef on observing their bosses and their bosses' relationships to one another. Part 1. Sakurayashiki Calligraphy. Sakurayashiki-sensei was an excellent teacher. He was one of the most sought-after calligraphy masters in Japan, combining the traditional methods of calligraphy with modern elements, winning him much recognition and fame. His studio was very competitive to get into due to his popularity and prestige, and Sakurayashiki-sensei was very picky about his students, only selecting new students when the previous students completed their ranks. Mitsuyo had completed his third dan and was at Jun Shihan. As a pre-master student, he was one of Sakurayashiki-sensei's assistants at demonstrations and events. Over the years that he had been under Sakurayashiki-sensei's tutelage, he couldn't deny that the pressure had only increased as he worked his way through each queue. Calligraphy was a lot like martial arts. One had to work their way through each queue before reaching Dan, the last few stages before obtaining Shihan, master level. Sakurayashiki's calligraphy had very few Dan, which meant that students had to work very hard in their craft. There was a lot more effort that was required. There was more skill that was asked for the student, more time and effort, more work that was put into every lesson. Every student at the studio was very serious about their work, and in return, Sakurayashiki-sensei was very serious about his students. Mitsuyo had been around long enough that he believed he had fairly good insight into understanding his sensei. He was, in general, a very serious and polite person. He was often hard to read, not easily or often expressing his emotions. He was a gentle teacher with younger students, particularly if they had not yet found their style or still struggled creatively. If a student had passion and drive and was unwilling to put in the effort, Sakurayashiki-sensei was very good at nurturing that spirit and assisting in cultivating innate talent. Of course, Mitsuyo had also seen the harsher side of sensei. There would be a student who would apply, who was not invested or was too proud, and Sakurayashiki-sensei was not afraid to put the student in their place. He did not mince words and could be very critical. He did not tolerate bullying or freeloading. Sakurayashiki-sensei was very clear how calligraphy was meant to be treated, and the discipline and dedication that came with working towards becoming a master calligrapher. If a student intended to joke around during his lessons, they were not worthy of the art, nor his time. Overall, Sakurayashiki-sensei was a fair and insightful teacher. He got to know his students, what style worked for them, and offered his direction and advice when needed. Mitsuyo always appreciated his one-on-one sessions with Sakurayashiki-sensei. They were structured and tailored specifically for each student. They would drink tea and converse, and every student would have a chance to discuss concerns, seek advice, or even celebrate achievements. For every graduating class, there would be a celebratory dinner, and each student, now a master, would get to share their next steps, whether that be continuing their studies, opening their own studios, or other opportunities. Each student received their sensei's praise and good wishes. But even with Sakari Yashiki Sensei's rules, students still gossip. Mitsuya was sure that Sensei knew that his students did gossip, and there was part of Mitsuya that felt that it was inevitable. Sakari Yashiki Sensei was undeniably good-looking. He was very striking and elegant, strong and intelligent, not to mention very talented. The newer students often giggled behind their hands, or blushed when Sensei entered a room and complimented their pieces. Mitsuya could remember wondering aloud to a fellow student if Sakura Yashiki Sensei was single, or that he must be incredibly popular with people because of his good looks. Mitsuya never actually got an answer about Sensei's relationship status, but it was obvious that he was very popular indeed. Of course, Sensei did not discuss his private life. All that was ever discussed was calligraphy, but his students weren't blind. Nanjo Kojiro was a local chef. Everyone at the calligraphy studio knew who he was. His restaurant always hosted the dinner for Sakari Yashiki Sensei's graduating students. He sometimes even brought lunch to the studio for Sensei, and would leave baked goods for the students, much to Sakari Yashiki Sensei's annoyance. They never really seemed to get along, but for the older students who had been around long enough, it was easy to tell there was something else going on between them. Lingering looks, soft conversations, private, shared smiles when they thought no one was looking. The older students knew better than to speak about it too loudly, but they were all in agreement that there was something deeper, beyond friendship, between Sensei and Nanjo-san. Hey, Mitsuya-kun! Mitsuya looked up from his sweeping, broom in hand. Ah, Nanjo-san, he said, bowing politely. Are you looking for Sakari Yashiki-sensei? Kojiro smiled at the boy, nodding.
Yeah, is he in his office?
Mitsuya nodded.
Thanks, man.
Kojiro liked Mitsuya. He was nearly finished with his studies and was always one of the older students that Kaoru used as an assistant during his presentations. He was relatively soft-spoken and polite, but Kaoru always spoke highly of him, that he was a good student, very talented and reliable. And it always made Kojiro's heart happy to hear Kaoru's students call him sensei. It had been quite the journey to get here, and all of it was something Kaoru could be proud of. Kojiro left his shoes outside and made his way into the studio. A few of the students still lingered, cleaning up parchment and brushes and ink, and he greeted them as he passed. He was familiar with the studio, one of the first people to step foot in it when it had become Kaoru's. It had come a long way since then. Kojiro turned down one hallway, stopping at the only door, and gently knocked. Enter, came Kaoru's voice from within. Kojiro slid the door open, peeking his head inside.
Hey, you busy?
Kaoru was at his desk, leaned over, a brush in his hand. He glanced up, gold eyes flashing, before going back to his task.
What does it look like to you?
Kojiro stepped into the tasteful office, closing the door, taking a seat on the other side of Kaoru's desk, smiling, and waiting patiently as Kaoru finished what he was working on. Kaoru stamped his work and looked up at Kojiro.
Yes,
Kaoru said, sitting primly behind his desk.
Hi, baby,
Kojiro said, and laughed as Kaoru huffed, though he was blushing.
Hello, imbecile,
he replied, turning his head to the side, eyes closed. Is there a reason why you're here when I specifically said I would meet you at home? And keep it down. Some of my students are still here.
Kajira just smiled. Well, they know about us, he replied. But whatever. I thought you'd want some company while you walked, that's all.
Kaoru looked at Kajira, head tilted slightly to the side, assessing. Is that so? He asked.
Yes, Kajira replied, to both things.
Kaoru's lips quirked up a little in the corners, and he shook his head. Fine, you may walk me home. Kaoru rose from behind his desk, tidying up a little, before they were ready to leave. They said goodbye to Mitsuya, Kaoru reminding him to lock up before he left. Yes, sensei. They left the small garden, heading out onto the street, a safe distance away from the studio where they probably wouldn't be spotted. They linked arms, and Kaoru rested his head against Kajira's shoulder. Part 2. Cielo la luz. Keiko was a no-nonsense person. She was organized, professional, reliable, and blunt, the exact opposite of her boss. When she had first met Chef, she was a junk cook trying to get her chops. She was just out of culinary school, struggling to find a job in the industry that wouldn't support a woman in a position of power in a kitchen, and feeling angry. The job she had at the time wasn't a bad one. They had been willing to hire her for one, but the entire back of the house staff were men. They weren't nice to her, though not exactly mean, either. She was often iced out, couldn't even offer her opinions about dishes, and was just expected to do her job. It was a paycheck, and experience, sure, but it wasn't enough. She had been sitting at the bar of a local pub, nursing a beer, surrounded by other service industry folks, but not included. She was pissed and honestly just wanted to go home and be with her cat. Keiko remembered the moment she met Chef. He asked if anyone was sitting next to her and she said no. He struck up a conversation. He was annoyingly flirtatious and she wasn't interested in a hookup or some rando trying to chat her up. She said so, and he raised his hands in surrender, said he wasn't looking for that if she wasn't interested, but really wanted to hear more about what she was doing. They talked for almost 3 hours after that, Chef just listening to her as she spoke of her unfair treatment and frustration. She was a classically trained chef, having studied in Paris and New York, and that no one would give her a fair shake. Chef said he would like to change that, gave her his contact information, and asked her to send him her resume. She did. Chef called her in for a demo, and she showed him her very best. The only obstacle to her hiring was Chef's co-owner, Sakura Yashiki Kaoru. Keiko hadn't known exactly who Sakura Yashiki-san was at the time, besides being co-owner of the restaurant, and apparently he had the final say on new hires. Keiko wasn't sure if that was good or bad, given that he wasn't running the back of the house, but Chef seemed to trust his opinion. Apparently she had impressed Sakura Yashiki-san, because 4 months later she was the sous-chef at Cielo la Luz. Nanjo Kojiro was an excellent chef. He was a bit of a goofball of a person in general, if she was honest, but he knew his stuff. He ran a tight kitchen, always clear about his expectations for his staff, though always fair. You knew that once you were working it was just chef, until the last order came in for the night. He never yelled or raised his voice, always cracking a joke, offering an easy smile, even being understanding of mistakes or slip-ups, but you were expected to learn from these things and not repeat mistakes. Chef didn't tolerate laziness or harassment of any kind, always quick to stamp out anyone who might cause or was causing problems. And as his sous-chef, Keiko had a similar power. It was easy to be loyal and dedicated to the restaurant under Chef's leadership. He was confident, efficient, self-assured, and excellent at his job. He made you want to be at work, was always willing to hear new ideas about things, and tried to make things fun. There were holiday parties, staff outings, and the overall feeling of belonging to a family. The staff was diverse and inclusive, and the job overall was never boring. And Sakura Yoshiki-san was there for all of it. Keiko had made herself invaluable to Ciala Luz, and she considered Chef a friend. She wasn't sure what the other staff members knew. The younger ones liked to speculate, since Sakari Yoshiki-san was almost always in the restaurant, more so than a co-owner probably would be. Keiko knew that Chef and Sakari Yoshiki-san were old friends, though both of them were quite young, in their mid-twenties. Chef always left carbonara on the menu for Sakari Yoshiki-san. Sakura Yoshiki-san always sat at the counter, in the same seat, almost always drank white wine, and Chef always brought out his food himself, even on busy nights. They were always together, at the parties and outings. At the end of the night, when Keiko had finished up for the night and he was heading home, they were always the last two in the restaurant. He's my husband, actually. Chef had tossed it out so casually during a holiday party one year. He was watching after Sakari Yoshiki-san as he walked away to get another drink from the bar. And the look on Chef's face said more than his words did. Keiko never told anyone what Chef had told her, but it all made sense now. She poked her head out of the kitchen, watching Chef and Sakari Yoshiki-san talking. Chef was leaning against the counter, arms crossed, it seemed, his back to Keiko. Sakari Yoshiki-san had a glass of wine in hand, looking up at Chef, listening. "Have a good night, Chef, Sakari Yoshiki-san," she said. Chef turned around to face her, and Sakari Yoshiki-san's eyes glanced her way. He smiled, a smile and polite at her, and raised his glass in her direction. "You as well, Hashima-san," he said.
"Thanks for all your hard work today, Keiko-san. Get home safely."
Keiko smiled and bowed. "Thank you both. See you tomorrow." "I like Keiko," Kaoru said into his wine glass. Kojiro chuckled, watching Kaoru fondly.
"So do I."
"Do you think she's going to go off on her own?" Kojiro shrugged.
"I don't know, maybe. A part of me hopes so. She's got so much talent. She's an excellent chef, has great taste on every level, and she has the experience. If she decides to go off on her own, I'll encourage it. She deserves that."
Kaoru nodded.
"We could back her," he said, setting down his glass.
Kojiro curled his fingers thoughtfully around his chin.
"Yeah?"
Kaoru nodded. "We could afford it." Kojiro chuckled.
"Nice. That would be cool. Feels a little like paying it forward, you know?"
Kaoru hummed. "Yes, Chef." Kojiro grinned, his cheeks dimpling.
"Is that so?"
"Mm-hmm." Kaoru chuckled softly, and Kojiro shook his head, laughing too.
"You know just how to get me."
Kaoru grinned back at him. "I do." The end. Dan is grade or rank. Jun Shihan is a pre-master level. Kyu is rank. Shihan is master level. If you're interested in learning a little more about calligraphy, there is an article linked in the original fic. Thank you for listening, I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today. and Sakurajashi. And Sakurajashiki sensei was as a pre-master student. He was one of Sakurajashiki's sensei's assistants over the years that he had been under Sakurajashiki. Sakurajashiki-sensei was... Are you looking for Sarajuki-sensei?
Sarajuki.
Are you looking for Sakurajashiki-sensei? Are you looking for Sakurajashiki-sensei? Sakurajashiki-kaoru. Sakurajashiki-kaoru. Apparently, she had impressed Sakurajashiki-san. Carbonara on the menu for Sakurajashiki-san. Sakurajashiki-san always sat at the counter. His back to Keiko. Sakurajashiki-san had a glass of wine.